So the sanctuary ought naturally to take the wildest, swampiest, roughest, and most forsaken piece of waste land anywhere about the town. If there is one wetter, darker, more abandoned piece of country near at hand than any other, choose that for the sanctuary. If it contains hills and a stream, a pond or a spring, as well as trees and a sunny opening, so much the better. If there happens to be any wasteland about the town, then that is the best place for a wildlife sanctuary. Such land is cheap, and many an owner will be glad to give it outright for sanctuary purposes. If the leaders of the community are led to see that a wild place for wildlife is just as necessary as a cultivated park for cultivated things, then the town might make of such wasteland a public sanctuary. But if there is a local bird club or any other organization interested in the nationwide movement for conservation of wild things, then that is the organization to take over the purchase and upkeep of the sanctuary. Any amount of land will do, but the more the better, for wildlife requires considerable room. It likes a stretch of woods so deep that it cannot see daylight on the distant side. It likes ripe seeds enough by the river for the bobolinks and redwings to flock in, and for the breeze to play in, making running ripples all summer long. There must be room for the fox, the skunk, the snake, and then the muskrat swimming down the silvery surface of the pond. The sanctuary must be big enough for all these wild things to move about.